Do we all know the story? The disciple Judas took a bribe to hand over Jesus to the chief priests, the religious authorities. Roman soldiers and religious police took Jesus to the chief priests. He said no to weapons. He would not allow his friends to protect him. Jesus went willingly. The priests questioned him, trying to find some secret plot, but Jesus told them nothing he had done was secret. Nevertheless, they hauled him off to the Roman governor for the region of Judea, Pontius Pilate. Pilate said, "Why me?" The priests told Pilate they were not allowed to execute anyone. He had to do it. The priests said Jesus was claiming to be a king. Yes, that would be a problem. A threat to overthrow the emperor and Roman rule, so Pilate questioned him. Jesus gave puzzling answers. Apparently, he was born to be king, but not of this world. Pilate tried handing him back. Nope. He had Jesus beaten. There, how's that, fellas? No. He tried releasing him. No. Finally, Jesus was executed in the slowest, most agonizing public show the Romans had. It was meant to be a deterrent to those who might overthrow. The Romans intentionally and dramatically made examples of anyone who fought the empire. All the male followers of Jesus hid. They feared they were next. The women stayed as close as they dared. They suffered as they watched Jesus suffer. After Jesus died, Joseph of Arimathea placed Jesus' body in a newly cut cave in the rock, a brand new tomb. Back then, bodies stayed in tombs until they were just bones. The women washed, anointed, and wrapped his body. The group rolled a great stone in front of the tomb to protect his corpse. In some versions, Roman soldiers stood guard to keep anyone from stealing the body away. They rested on the Sabbath. Then Mary Magdalene arrived early and found the stone had been moved from the tomb. So she ran to fetch the guys. Two of the male disciples came back with her and found the tomb empty, except for cloth wrappings. No trumpets, no subtitles. The men saw an empty cave. They took off again. Mary stayed and cried. Not only had he died, his body had been taken. Looking into the small cave, she suddenly saw two angels who asked why she was weeping. Suddenly, behind her was the gardener. Mary asked him where the body had been taken so she could have it carried away. But when he spoke her name, Mary recognized that this was no gardener. She was speaking to her teacher, her rabboni, Jesus of Nazareth. Who went to the grave? Luke says the women went to the tomb. Understand that his students, his disciples, were many, including lots of women. According to Mark, the earliest gospel written, the Easter morning tomb tenders were Mary Magdalene, Mary, mother of James, and Salome. Matthew says the two Marys, always women. Here in the book of John, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Jesus' body had been for 3 days. She went while it was dark. If you think about it, God does some of the most creative work in the dark. Plants grow more at night. I've heard if we leave them be, babies prefer to be born in the dark. Dorothy Bass writes, God is out growing the crops even before the farmer is up and knitting together the wound before the clinic opens. We think of Easter sunrises, shiny brass fanfares, bright banners, white drapes and hats. Yet, is that when the miracle happens? Is sunrise when Jesus arose? God made it happen while the guards snoozed and even the most faithful of the women were sound asleep. Mary, the Magdalene, arrived in the dark. Mary knew what it was like to be shunned, an outcast. Some of us believe we do not deserve God's love. We have failed too many times, or we did the unforgivable. Think there's too much dark in your life? God doesn't want me. Remember, we follow a God who is most creative in the dark, who makes hard little seeds sprout and bud and bloom in the night. God has been at this creation work billions of years. There is nothing our Creator cannot handle, even the darkest night of your soul. So revise those plans. Though early church fathers tried to undermine Mary's importance by calling her shameful names, the Bible says nothing derogatory about her. The Gospel of Luke tells us that Mary of the city of Magdala had had seven demons. Jesus exorcised them. He got rid of them. Liberated from demonic torment, Mary became a devoted follower of Jesus. Many call her apostle to the apostles. Consider what she taught the boys that first Easter morning. Jesus had relieved Mary of a terrible burden. She became that ardent student. She was faithful through his trial, death, and afterward. The men kept running away. Mary remained. It was Mary who arose in the middle of the night and hurried to the cold and lonely tomb. Mary and any women with her would have carried spices and oils to tend the body. We forget, they expected to find a body. They were grieving. All their plans had been ripped from beneath them. All the followers of Jesus also had good reason to fear they would be next. But there she was before sunrise at the tomb. No one was there, nothing. She brought back two of the men. Of course, they did not believe her. Women's words were suspect. The men saw the body was gone and took off again. Ever wonder about following Peter? Peter, who leaped out of boats, spoke before thinking, and denied Jesus three times. Ever wonder about following disciples who never seemed to understand, who never got it? Goodness, Judas sold Jesus out for silver. Are they our only role models? What about Mary Magdalene? She stayed through death and after. She kept coming back. Now, some of us may joke that the best we can be is a bad example, but seriously, should we study betrayal or faithfulness? Can we be inspired more by the shifty or the loyal? Early church fathers wanted to shape the story, claim the bloodlines, and especially diminish any good done by women. They want us to think there were exactly 12 male disciples reflecting the 12 tribes of Israel. Except the stories keep showing us many more. Today we call those types spin doctors. We listen to news sources that reflect our preconceived notion. We allow talking heads to feed us neat packages. All the world's like-minded folks who look just like us are heroes. Like the church fathers calling Mary a woman of the evening. We want to hear that those others are evil. We will hear no tales about heroic gays or studious undocumented aliens or compassionate Arabs or generous Muslims. But by being faithful, Mary was heroic. She and the other women who loved Jesus stayed near him through his cruel betrayal, trial, torture, and death. And they kept coming back, being faithful, even after he was killed. And what did it get her? No cheering crowds, no book named after her, no teaching fellowship. She was just a woman, you see. What did Mary get for being faithful, living her love, even when it was hard, even when it was scary? I have seen the Lord. She got to see Jesus, the risen Messiah. She was the first to know all the promises were true. Mary was the first to see angels. She was the first to recognize her master standing tall once again. Jesus was dead, remember? No one really expected any change, no surprises. Jesus was dead. They tended his body. They knew he was really, truly gone. Yet the women came back. They remained faithful even after death. The reward? I have seen the Lord. She risked her safety going out at night without an escort. She showed up, knowing she risked arrest and death. She endured the second-class status from the men. Imagine what bystanders said about those women, the camp followers of Jesus. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus day after day. Mary listened and learned. She trekked the miles and kept going through the hardships of travel. Day after day, Mary walked in his footsteps. Mary listened and learned and lived her trust, her faith. What might we discover if we listen faithfully for Jesus to call our names? Would we recognize him? What might be our rewards for following Christ every day, no matter what, with patience, faithfulness, forgiveness, forbearance? A good marriage, lasting friendships, meaningful work, justice, peace, and you might even see the Lord.